School districts throughout the state will have to pay bus contractors more money this year since gas prices spiked this summer. Michael Terza is director of business services for Milwaukee Public Schools. He says if current prices remain steady, the district's transportation budget could increase by $1 million to $1.5 million. Terza says it's difficult to face making cuts in other areas of the school budget to pay for gas.
In every budget that we've been doing over the last number of years, we've had to make substantial cuts, and quite frankly, it's unfortunate that we are going to have to do it again, but you know, the price of gas is what it is.
Terza says the school district will adjust its budget in October after determining transportation needs. The Madison Metropolitan School District will be making similar budget changes this fall. Roger Price is Assistant Superintendent for Business Services. He says beyond the immediate concern of paying more to bus students, administrators are worried about long-term impact on products and services the district provides.
We don't know what the future is going to be. We don't know what we're going to be able to do for the children in the district and the programs we're going to be able to offer as these things continue to snowball.
Price says he's concerned companies that manufacture and deliver products to Madison schools will have to charge more. He estimates the district will pay bus contractors an extra $125,000 to $175,000. Julia Manzensky, Wisconsin Public Radio.